Good afternoon and welcome to a taped edition of Woods and Water, South Carolina. My name is Roger Metz and I appreciate you listening. You can tune in right there on your FM dial from parts of Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, and South Carolina. If it's not clear, then you can either download the free Conservative Talk 94.5 app or go to the station website, click the Listen Live link on the right-hand side of the page. Right side as you look at it, not your right side. Like I said, I'm not here because I paid money to be somewhere else today, and I hope it's well spent, both the money and the time. I skipped everything last week, including station breaks, because we had two great people on the show, and both of them had a lot to talk about. Anybody out there watch the FLW Cup show Sunday? If you didn't, you can still watch it on YouTube. I hope you realize how incredible his story is. One little insignificant rule, fishing with somebody who's not on the tour, more than 30 days before the tournament started, had nothing to do with the fish he might have caught during the tournament. So one insignificant rule, at least it seems that way to you and I, that could have sunk his whole year on tour. Yeah, it's an example of doing the right thing no matter the costs. And those costs to Anthony potentially could have been over $1 million. I know not every time you own a mistake ends up paying you $500,000, but there are other results that are just important, like in the eyes and future character of that little boy or girl who watches everything you do. In this one, it did pay $500,000, and I believe it could not have happened to a better man than Anthony Gagliardi. I watched the show. I spent most of the hour figuring out where I was during the video they were showing. I missed my one shot to be on national TV by 5 seconds. That's right, 5 seconds, and I blame Joe Oppinger at FLW for that one. Right near the end, as Anthony makes his way through the crowd back to the podium with the cup, there's an arm, clad in a white shirt, that reaches out from the crowd to shake his hand. That's not me. But just a few seconds before, that would have been me because I was wearing a white shirt. And if it had been there, you'd have seen me shaking hands with Anthony as he passed the media seats. Oh, well, close is better than not being there at all. It was a great win. That comes across in the program. However, there are hours of video posted on the Forest Wood Cup website. You have to Google FLW live coverage of the 2014 FLW Cup or something like that to get the right page. But it's got over 50 clips from those 4 days, both on Lake Murray and at the daily weigh-ins. Those videos give you a much better overall feel for the whole tournament, in case you're more getting a little more interested in bass fishing. So if you want to see more or just can't sleep one night, you can always watch them. However, don't be shocked if you see me. Granted, you might have to know what I look like from behind or from the side, but I have proof I was there and not off in a pool hall somewhere. The best video, in my opinion, is the roughly hour and a half final weigh-in. If you want to play a little Where's Wally, and you tell me where in the videos you see me, I'll let you pick something from the goodie closet. I've got adult and kid sizes and things in case you want to cash in on some of that free room and board the kids get every day and make them watch it for you. Your best bet is the final weigh-in, but there are other flashes from days 1 and 2. Don't bother with day 3 because I was here doing this show. If you spot me, send me a message on Facebook or an email at roger@woodsandwatersc.com if you think you found Wally. I mean Roger. I also have to say that Justin, although he got a little hard to hear at times, did another great job of scaring me when it comes to climbing a tree. Those terms he used, severe injury or death, might have gotten your attention too. A full body harness, proper tree strap placement, a suspension relief device, a hunt plan so someone knows where you are, emergency signal device, and lifelines, just some of his top 10 safety tips, will go a long way to making sure you come home safe after every hunt. When he talked to me, he didn't mention an app that shared your location with others, and I looked it up. It's GPS Share! It's free, so you might think about using that the next time you get out in the woods. Again, thanks to Anthony for the time he took from tailgating at Clemson Saturday and Justin making the call from the duck blind in North Dakota. Don't know who's paying these people to come on the show with me, but I sure do appreciate it. Let's see what's on the calendar for this week. If you haven't heard, Denver Downs every year has a huge corn maze, and I think it's really cool. It's at 4915 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. This year it's called Get Lost in the Maze at Denver Downs, and it's pretty much happening all through the month of October. First line, Denver Downs is the happening hotspot for fall events and family fun. All sorts of things going on. Now, we missed some of it because of other – I didn't get to it, but the – when you hear this Saturday, the 11th and 12th, you've got all Old Farm Days weekend. Antique tractors and equipment on display, equipment demonstrations. Special thanks to the Bart Garrison Agricultural Museum of South Carolina, October 17th through the 19th. You got the Pumpkin Festival weekend. You got a pumpkin carving contest, which is always a fun time around my house. Corn shucking contest and more. October 17th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., Swing and Shag Dance Friday with a contra dance on Saturday the 18th. I know my daughter will probably be there because she loves to go contra dancing. They also have bands and a pumpkin princess pageant on the 18th. If you're an Anderson University student, October 19th is your day. It's Anderson University Day at the Maze. Anderson University kicks off its homecoming week with a day at the Maze. Trojan mascot will be here for pictures and special entertainment from Anderson University students. And then finishing off the month of October, there's a Civil War living history display and exhibition. You get to walk through an encampment of artillery, infantry, and cavalry units, talk with the reenactors, see the cannons firing, and watch the cavalry horses and units drill. You can go to their website to get a lot more information. And trust me, there's a lot to do at Denver Downs in October. Hope you'll get out, take the family, and have some fun with that one. Congaree Friends of the NRA, Thursday, October the 16th, 5:45, Live Oak Sportsman Club in Swansea, South Carolina. You can have a Friends of the NRA banquet there. Your contact is Ted Taylor. His email address, ted@sandyrunoutdoors.com. Regular ticket price, $30, couple $50, and if you want a table for 8 of your friends, $250. Money well spent for a great organization. If you're an early riser, here's one for you. Sunrise Hike at Bald Knob in Pickens, South Carolina. Be an extra early riser and take a unique moonlit hike to Bald Knob Overlook on Pinnacle Trail. After experiencing nocturnal aspects of the forest, we'll enjoy a pre-dawn sky from the outcrop as we anticipate sunrise. Yep, for you morning coffee drinkers, you got to bring your own because there is no Java City or Starbucks at the top of this mountain. That's at Table Rock State Park, October the 18th from 3:30 in the morning till 10:30. Glendale Outdoor Leadership School over in Glendale, South Carolina is having a Lake Jocassee camping and paddling trip, October the 17th through the 19th. It's a hosted guided paddle, an overnight camping trip on Lake Jocassee. If you've never been up there paddling, it's a great place. You'll be visiting not only leaves changing, you visit white waterfalls and other waterfalls along the lake. You can go for the day paddle if that's all you want to do, or you can stay overnight at Devil's Fork State Park Campground. Camping gear is available on first come, first serve basis. Tent, sleeping bags, sleeping pads. There are places you can rent those around the upstate if you want to go. It's $15 for the day rate. Camping's $40. And if you need to rent a boat and equipment, $10. Again, that's the contact is out there at Glendale. That's info@setgoals.org. That's SETGOLS.org. Another Friends of the NRA banquet, Upcountry Patriots, right here in Greenville, South Carolina. Going to be October the 18th, 5:45, the Greenville County Shrine Club, right over here on Beverly Road. Chuck Barnes, he is your contact man. And in fact, if you go up to Lake Robinson very much, you know exactly who Chuck Barnes is. His email is chuck.barnes@greercpw.com. There again, regular tickets, $30. They don't have a couple price here, but I'm sure they sell it. And the ticket table for $8, $250. And it's not on my calendar, but I did print it off. The South Carolina Fair, State Fair, October the 8th through the 19th. Down in Columbia, big deal. You know, for as long as I've lived in South Carolina my whole life, I've never been to the State Fair. I've always heard about it. Just one of those times where instead of being at the fair, I'm usually in the woods hunting. But as I look through this stuff, there is a lot for you to do as a family, a lot for the kids. I've got about 20 pages here I printed off of everything that's going on. I know I don't have a whole lot left in this segment, so I'm going to carry this one over. Get out there. Enjoy its fall. Time to go outside and enjoy South Carolina. I'll be back on the other side with more on the South Carolina State Fair. And y'all are getting some great bumper music today. Boston is probably one of my favorite groups of all times. The first three albums for certain. Fourth one's Greatest Of is pretty good, but after that I kind of just forgot it. But boy, those early albums were great. The State Fair. This is the 145th year of the South Carolina State Fair. That's an incredible run. The fairgrounds, 101 acres, sitting right there under the shadow of Carolina Stadium in Columbia. It's devoted to educating South Carolina's young adults and offers a South Carolina Ride of Your Life scholarship program to all public, private, and homeschool high school seniors since 1997. $3 million to educate South Carolina youth. If you've never been down the fairgrounds, it's a pretty impressive place. I stopped in to talk to Captain Robert McCullough with the Department of Natural Resources, and we were talking about the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic March, and he was telling me that they're actually doing some real renovations to the fairgrounds, knocking down some buildings. So they're upgrading those facilities, but it's a 12-day affair. They have just lists of things going on. Artists, Border Collie Expedition, Chefs at Work, equine events, Greatest Grandparent Essay Contest, Home and Craft Demos, a milking parlor, a petting zoo, a roadside market, sand sculptures, sustainable Midlands, just a lot. And days, 4-H Day, College Day, Exceptional Citizens Day, FFA Day, Family Night, Kindergarten Days, Military Appreciation, NASCAR Night, Scout Day. Seems like there's a day for everybody. And some of the events they've got, some of the attractions, like I was saying, the Border Collie, the Equine Shows, Milking Parlor, Swiftly Swine, sounds pretty good. And the sand sculpture pick that they've got here is great. And as I look further in this, it's got a section that's really important, from field to fair. And it's an agricultural section. And it says, in 2012, the South Carolina State Fair introduced a wide-ranging program called From Field to Fair, designed to educate, entertain, and motivate consumers about the wonders and importance of agriculture in South Carolina. If you grew up in the country, you know about agriculture. If you didn't, educate yourself. So we got From Field to Fair. Kids program too, but some of the things is apples, canning, collards, cotton, corn, cucumbers, dairy, fancy grapes and wine, honey, livestock, peaches, pears, pecans, poultry, the list goes on. But you know, the thing I don't see in here is peanuts. For as much as we like peanuts in South Carolina, there's no peanuts on this. But what it does is it takes you from the field, the farm, the row crop, whatever, and brings it to the grocery store type thing. So, which is important, because I know at my house, I think my wife thinks chickens come boneless and skinless, packaged from Bilo. Now, this is all an effort just to educate your kids and what the process is. So if you've never been to the South Carolina Fair, they got food. Holy smoke, they've got food. You know what fair food is like. My favorite, oh, heavenly days, chili dogs, and maybe those things they fry up. I can't admit. But anyway, great time. Go to the South Carolina State Fair. Have fun. I still can't, but they do have smoked turkey legs. So great. Hope you get out there and enjoy it. Now, we're going to go to a recorded session with Ben Lancaster from Outdoor Underwriters in Columbia. Newest sponsor. Hope you enjoy it. I'm sitting here in the studio with the newest sponsor, Woods and Water South Carolina, Ben Lancaster of Outdoor Underwriters Incorporated out of Columbia, South Carolina. I say sponsor, but it's really a partnership, because Outdoor Underwriters brings a whole new area of expertise to Woods and Water. And Ben, I appreciate you being here today.
Glad to be here.
I thoroughly enjoyed our lunch we had the other day.
We had a great time.
I appreciate the sponsorship for this year, and I look forward to next year. There's a lot of things we can do for each other.
Oh, we're excited about it also.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Besides the fact we share the hunting, the outdoors and all, we share the outlook of getting the kids involved.
Absolutely.
Working to get that message out there.
Yeah.
We were sitting here talking about a new program that DNR just sent out the other day about the Scholastic Sporting Clays program.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can work together and get that out there in Columbia too.
Oh, that's a great thing. And we're focused on kids, getting them out in the outdoors. And we're crafting insurance programs that will specifically fit that need. So yeah, we're excited about that.
That's good. Tell me about Outdoor Underwriters. Who are you?
Yeah. Well, we consider ourselves to be the premier outdoor insurance marketplace. We cater to hunt clubs, certainly, landowners, and the forest products industry as a whole. And so anything you can think of that's outdoor insurance related, we can handle it.
You can handle it.
We can handle it.
Now, of course, I've been in a lot of contact with you lately. I've met Ed several times. Mm-hmm. I had originally mm-hmm. worked with Danielle, so I know a few people down at the office in Columbia. Tell us about the team you've got down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, our team's so talented, and I think maybe often overlooked and underappreciated are the ladies that help make all of this run each and every day. So I'm going to mention their names specifically.
Go right ahead. Yep.
Amy, Jessica, Sandy, Jody, and Julia. Jody and Julia specifically each have over 20 years experience in the outdoor insurance marketplace. And so just a wealth of knowledge, and they bring so much to the table. They are the backbone of who we are. They're the ones that allow Ed and I and Tom to go out and do what we do on a daily basis. So just so much respect for them and thankful for what they do.
Now, you mentioned the girls that really run every business that's out there.
Oh,
if it weren't for the ladies who keep all the rest of us mm-hmm, straight, mm-hmm. none of us would be here.
That's it.
Ed, tell us a little bit about Ed, because Ed is actually a PhD.
He's a smart fella.
He is.
He's a smart fella. So, he's got his PhD and his disciplines on the investment side in forestry. But Tom also has a forestry degree.
Okay.
University of Montana. Ed brings over 30 years experience in the forest products industry, but more than 20 years placing particular insurance products in the London market. So when it comes to the forestry knowledge, he has it.
Okay.
When it comes to the insurance knowledge and the wording, he has it. And so it's just a great thing to be able to combine both sides to better serve our customers.
And that's what you want. When you want to go get insurance, somebody, you want people to know what they're,
sure.
what you're talking about and how to meet the need that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's hunting season. Lots of guys over the summer been down to the hunt club doing their work days and that sort of thing. And that's mostly how I focused Outdoor Underwriters.
Mm-hmm.
What types of insurance do you offer?
Well, I guess we're best known for hunt lease liability coverage.
Okay.
And we're known there because of our partnerships with Quality Deer Management Association or the National Wild Turkey Federation. But we're so much more than that. One of the new focuses of ours is on individual landowners.
Okay.
The tractors, the equipment, the implements,
the inland marine policies.
Inland marine policies that they will need to cover their equipment.
Okay.
And that's it's a new focus of ours. It's not new to what we do, but it's just a new focus. And we fine tune that. But also the vacant liability coverage that they would need.
Okay.
Those go hand in hand. But in addition to that, we offer consulting foresters coverage, guides and outfitters coverage, standing timber for the value of the timber on your property, prescribed burn liability, which is a huge thing nowadays.
A huge thing.
Huge thing. Huge liability concern, and there's not a lot of people that do it.
Okay.
The vacant land liability that we just talked about. And so there's other products, special event coverage, but again, if it's outdoor insurance related, we have a solution.
You can find it.
We can find it.
And it was an amazing fact when we were eating lunch the other day. And we talked about the hunt club, and you and Ed were kind of talking back and forth, and Ed said, I think we've got somewhere around 100,000 hunt clubs.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
That's a lot of guys who really like to be around each other.
A lot of guys that like to hunt. Now, we're a national company.
Okay.
And we're based in Columbia, South Carolina.
Right.
But we're national in our presence. And so I think about 100,000 hunt clubs and somewhere near 40 million acres that we have liability coverage on. So it's we're proud of our partnerships, no doubt about that.
All right, now people know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Why should they come to you to purchase their insurance?
You know, when I think about kind of what sets us apart, it's our commitment to the outdoor industry, specifically the outdoorsmen, whether it's landowners, whether it's the professional foresters that might be there. But I guess the main reason, if a guy's thinking about Outdoor Underwriters as an insurance company, we actually live this stuff, and we love it. I mean, honestly, this afternoon, if the weather holds up, I'm getting in a deer stand. So, I mean, we love this stuff. And so, if you add up everybody in our staff and you add up the educational background and you add up the years in the insurance industry, there's over a combined 80 years of insurance experience in that office. And there's close to 45 years of professional forestry experience in that office. So you combine those two things together and, I guess, we speak their language.
And to speak their language, you have to be the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
You have to love getting out there. I know you're hunting, and we're mm-hmm. going to get to a little bit. Ed is an outdoorsman. We were talking about he needed his food plots planted the other day, and I offered to go do it for him.
Yeah.
If he's watching. But anyway, okay, there is competition out there.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
In every market, there's competition. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about your expertise and all. What sets you apart from the rest of the field?
Commitment to, again, the outdoorsman. And I guess we're relentless in fine-tuning our product. So, you know, we have this great idea as to what this particular product should be. Well, we find out that the particular foresters or the real estate companies or the land investment companies need something else added to it, or they need a slight change to it. And we take their advice, and we'll listen to them, and we'll help recreate our product if we need to.
So you're not forcing them to take a product that you have on the shelf.
Right.
You're modifying that to fit their exact needs.
Yeah, because every situation is unique. Every investment company or every timber company or land management company has a unique need. And so we have the bones of the policy set in place, but there may be something that they need us to do, and we'll, as much as possible, we'll get that done
for
them.
Yeah. The staff we talked about, you know, the ladies, I don't know about them, but most of the staff I've talked to, they're outdoors people just like us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is...
Well, if you walk in our office, we got deer on the wall, turkey.
The first time I walked in there, it was February or March of this year.
Okay.
I stopped on a trip to Charleston. I said I had identified outdoor underwriters as somebody that I really wanted mm-hmm. on this program. And this beautiful building that y'all are in.
Yeah,
and
nice
I got
place.
On the inside, and it's glass. All the offices are glass on the inside. And I got up to the floor. It said outdoor underwriters. And I'm kind of looking around the interior of that building. And I came upon
we
the
stand
ducks,
out. Yeah,
the
we
deer,
stand.
And that's one thing I said, you know, I think that's the yeah, company so I need to go see yeah, right over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we stand out in that building.
You're an outdoorsman. Tell mm-hmm. us, share. I know we're going to have fun together, just
oh, yeah.
you and I. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you real quick about the office. When I joined them, I wanted my contribution, one of my deer, my turkeys on the wall. So I got in the elevator with these ladies with this deer mount, and you
right.
should have seen the way they looked at me, going, what's the deal? Hey, it's just part of what we
I'm
do.
I'm moving in.
Yeah, it's part of what we do. But, you know, along with Ed and Tom, you know, I went to Clemson. My background is conservation and wildlife biology, and ended up going in the insurance business after graduation, just the way
right.
it goes. And just so fortunate to have found outdoor underwriters to marry up what I love and what I studied with the 6 or 7 years when I was in the insurance industry.
Okay.
And it's just a perfect blend. So I guess the additional thing that we just talked about or the thing that sets us
apart. How long
apart
do I have?
We live this stuff.
Yeah.
And we love it. We studied it. We're focused on it. We're passionate about it. And I think that's what sets us apart.
Having a good talk with Ben Lancaster from Outdoor Underwriters. Like I said, I started actively pursuing them as a sponsor of the show back in March of this year. Proof that you never give up because you never know what's going to happen. Ben came on board with them. He and I hooked up, started talking, had lunch, and it just progressed from there. Ben sent me a picture. He actually got his deer the other day with a bow. He sent me a picture. I was very upset with him for sending me that picture because I haven't been able to get out myself and get one. But congratulations to him. We're going to continue that on the other side of the break. But like I said, the people that sponsor this show really have my utmost appreciation. Most of them took a chance when I'd never been on the air. So we'll be back with Ben on the other side. Stay tuned and listen to the rest of our conversation. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Again, this is a taped edition. I'm off making contact with people who I hope will make this show better and better. More guests like Anthony and Justin. And more sponsors, like the one we're talking to today. So we're going to go back and finish up with the last segment of our conversation with Ben Lancaster from Outdoor Underwriters in Columbia. Just in passing, what's your favorite animal to hunt?
Oh, man. Well, if you ask me right now, it's deer, right?
Because of course, because deer season's here.
But, you know, I'm an avid bow hunter and so very passionate about, white-tailed deer and bow hunting. Had the great fortune to kill a great deer a few years ago in Ohio.
Really?
But if I had to choose any particular animal, it's the only one I could hunt, it'd be a turkey, wild turkey.
Really?
Yeah, I just love it. I do. It's, deer hunting oftentimes ends up being a solo event. You might ride in a pickup truck with your buddies to the place.
Right.
But you all split up, you go your own way, you hunt your own stand, you have your own experience,
right.
And you may harvest a deer, and that's great, and it's really exciting. But turkey hunting, if you do it right, you can have the group of guys with you in the woods, hunker down on trees, and that longbeard comes in, and there's just really nothing else like it, in my opinion.
And I never really have been bitten by the turkey hunting bug. I mean, I've turkey hunted some.
Yeah.
And I've killed a few.
Oh, yeah.
But it's never really gotten me like it gets a lot of people. I know people I've hunted with for years who they try turkey hunting, and all of a sudden their deer season comes, they're nowhere to be found. What are you, well, I'm saving up time for when turkey season comes.
Right.
So I never just never got bit. I did buy a bow for the first time this year.
Okay.
So I'm a new bow hunter, and I'm amazed, and this is kind of off the track, but this is just – rabbit trails are where we go.
Sure.
I'm amazed at how small your world gets when you start bow hunting.
Yeah. I guess when you think about, I grew up a rifle hunter because it's what you did.
That's what you did.
And I have a ton of respect for guys at rifle
hunting. Right.
You have to sit a long time. You have to be accurate. I am not a great rifle shot. I mean, you talk to my dad, he'll tell you.
Oh, you're
that's
not.
Just, no, I'm not at all. And that's maybe why I went towards the bow.
Maybe.
But what I enjoy, and I think it's the evolution of an outdoorsman, is you begin to spend time and effort and energy in the preseason getting stand set up,
right?
Game trails, really focusing on where the food source is going to be. And when you pull all that together and you've put your stand in the right tree and you got the wind direction in your favor and that doe or buck walks by, either
any
way,
deer.
It's a trophy.
That's right.
And when you connect, it's, man, there's nothing like it. And so I think it's the entire experience that I enjoy, but the bow aspect of it makes you focus on it a little bit more. And so, it's just what I love.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was sitting there the other night and normally on our rifle hunt, you know, it's okay. I can shoot 100 yards this direction, 150 this direction.
Right.
I've got my shooting lanes maybe, or the woods are kind of open, but I was sitting in the deer stand with my bow the other day and I was like, okay, that tree is 20 yards because I don't have a rangefinder yet.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I think that deer's just 20. I got to watch out for that branch.
Mm-hmm.
I need to break this one off so when I draw back, I don't hit it with my arm.
Yeah.
It's amazing how small and detailed your world gets when you pick up a bow.
Yeah. And, you know, I became, towards the end of high school, beginning of college, I grew a little, bored with deer hunting because,
You weren't a good shot.
I wasn't a good, I got tired of missing deer is what happened. But, what I enjoy now is you bow hunting's a grind. And so you may not see a deer 60 yards that's walking from you in this wood line and you know, if you're in an open area. So what I've enjoyed is you bow hunt all year and then towards the end of the season, take your rifle and sit back and you can enjoy it a little bit. But also what I've learned in the Southeast is so thick and you try to trim your shooting lanes and all, but you miss a lot of deer interaction. So when you have the rifle and you can sit back and relax, you actually get to experience more of the deer interaction, which is nice. You learn a lot that way.
You do.
So it can be too quick sometimes with the bow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Back to outdoor underwriters.
Yeah.
when people think of you, what should they picture?
When they think of outdoor underwriters?
Yes, sir.
Committed. Again, just committed to the outdoorsman. Now our product's unique. It's not a broadhead or it's not a rifle or it's not a bow. It's an insurance product, but we are committed to the outdoorsman. And if you think about it, guys are sitting in the stand to relax, to enjoy time with their children, whatever it might be, to get away from work. They shouldn't have to think about liability issues, right? They shouldn't have to be worried if the guest that they brought, who's an out-of-town guest, if he gets hurt, man, am I going to be okay? And our products can put their mind at ease because we've crafted it to cover the particular specific risk and needs of the outdoorsman. So, you know, that's our goal. They're sitting in there. Enjoy the deer hunt. Don't think about insurance. Let's get that set.
Before deer season starts.
Know that you're
that
in good shape and you'll be in good shape with us and just go out there and enjoy your hunt.
You know, I was at a quality deer management convention.
Those guys are great.
They're good.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had Justin Thayer on last Saturday, talking about tree stand safety.
Right.
And one of the issues he brought up, you don't want to put a guest especially if you're in a hunt club, mm-hmm. you don't want to go build a bunch of homemade stands right. and put your guests up in a homemade tree stand.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot more liability involved with some fellas that just put a board up on a tree, and yep. that's where you sit. These tree stands, the Tree Stand Manufacturer Association, they spend a lot of time kind of looking at these stands and making sure the weight capacities and all are how they need to be. So, yeah, I mean, we hunt out of a lot of lock-ons. Okay. And so having those lifelines that you can rig right. up above the lock-ons are a great idea
yep.
to make sure if somebody slips off the ladder going up, it's going to catch them.
You're
going to
catch them.
Yep. So, but you're always nervous about that. But you're going to have a blend where there's a big shooting house and you built it and you yep. can see a long way and you want your guests to see it. And, yeah, okay, put them in there.
Okay.
And that's fine. But there's certainly something to be said for buying that particular product that's been examined and looked at and rated. Oh, no
right.
doubt about it.
All right. What's your role with Outdoor Under Riders?
Yeah. Do a few things. I guess primarily I'm the program manager for our consulting foresters and the guides and outfitters. Also assist with some of the management within the office. The ladies are great. And so it's not so much management. It's just working with them to fine-tune what we do and to make it better. We spend a lot of time. We're endorsed by a lot of state forestry associations across the country. We go to their annual conventions. We meet with them. We just try to get involved and help promote what they do in their particular area. And so a little bit of everything. We've got an unbelievable marketing department. You mentioned Danielle.
Right.
She's second to none in her ability to make us look good.
Okay.
To put our product out there in a way that it looks like it should. And so get to work with her, come up with some creative ideas, which is new for me, but I've enjoyed it. And she takes my kind of harebrained ideas and puts them in a nice package, and I've enjoyed working with her on that.
We've mentioned just in passing a couple of the associations and the partners, but tell us, you know, I know you're endorsed by groups,
right.
both conservation and the forestry industry. Mm-hmm. Who are those groups, and who are your partners in the insurance business?
Yeah. I guess the two standout conservation groups right up front, Quality Deer Management Association, QDMA, National Wild Turkey Federation, NWTF. But we're also endorsed by the American Tree Farm System, which is partners with every state forestry association. So we adhere to a lot of the principles that they put forward. And so we're not just, I guess, an insurance agency. We're conservation-minded. We're focused on the forester's needs, the specific needs that a guides and outfitter might have. But then there's, again, multiple state forestry associations that we work with, Florida Forestry, Virginia, Arkansas, and then a lot of land trust or land management groups within particular states that we work with to bring a unique, creative product to their particular membership. That's what we work to do.
And folks, this is a South Carolina organization. And just like this show is, Woods and Water South Carolina.
That's right.
This is one of those, mm-hmm. one of the leading business industries right here in our state. They're here on this show. I welcome them in. I look forward to what we're going to do in the future.
It's going
to
be a ton of fun.
I look forward to some hunts, really.
Yeah, where are you going to take me?
I could take you a lot of places. I'm not going to guarantee you're going to see much at all.
Okay. No, we should do that, and we should absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy seeing new places.
In closing,
mm-hmm.
what else would you like to say? Anything we didn't get through?
Well,
anything you want to close with?
You know, when I think about where we're going, we fine-tune a lot of the processes within our office. We're working to constantly create new products and be innovative there. But I always go back to what is hunting or what is the outdoor experience supposed to be about, and where's the future? And it's with these children. It's with our kids. So I've got two young boys.
Oh,
got a
wow.
2-year-old and a 12-week-old
oh,
little
wow.
boys. And, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, where I want them to be in,
right.
in 10 years. And I was very fortunate to have grown up with a dad who cared.
Right.
And he taught me a lot about life. And that was geared around hunting and fishing,
right.
being in the outdoors. And so I'm just thinking about if our hunting heritage is going to continue, and a lot of these conservation groups are focused on hunting heritage, not just the specific animal that their namesake might be, it's with these children. So we're focused on that, not just from an insurance standpoint, but getting involved, working with these groups, gaining interest and creating demand out there, and just encouraging landowners to allow access to their property. And we want to work hand in hand from an insurance standpoint, but also being supportive of what they're trying to do in the DNR. South Carolina DNR is right on track.
Take one,
make one is right on track. And the events you talked about earlier, we want to be integrated with that. We want to be supporters of that. So that's our focus moving forward is being supportive and getting kids out there.
And I tell you, we are really fortunate. We have a great Department of Natural Resources mm-hmm. that puts on the free fishing rodeos.
Right.
The Take One, Make One program, which is free. And you get into some of your partner agencies. You've got the Rack Pack with
That's
Quality
right.
Deer.
Oh, yeah.
And you've got Save the Habitat, Save the Hunt with NWTF.
NWTF, yeah.
We're very fortunate to have organizations that are, they're here for the adult, the guy who's been hunting all his life, the guy who's just started hunting and doesn't know where to go. But they are more and more putting a focus on the next generation because
right.
They're just not getting out there and participating. License sales to kids is down mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. So we've got to get those kids involved to keep what we love alive for
right.
them.
Well, there's a lot of confusion out there as to what a hunter is, what a conservationist is, what an outdoorsman is. And so, like many things in this world, needs clarification. And so, we want to be part of helping make people see what an outdoorsman really is. We don't take necessarily. We give. We give a lot. And we give from resources, we give from time, we give from effort, we give from wisdom that and there's a lot of things we give. And so, but it's fair to say that maybe we haven't clarified it the way we should have. And so we want to be integrated into that and getting that mission, that purpose out there.
I appreciate you driving up from Columbia.
Yeah. Hey, I'm coming to hunt too, man.
That's right. Well, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
The other day, and I appreciate all your prayers for mm-hmm. my buddy.
Yeah.
But the other day when I was talking to on the show here about, what's your word worth?
Right.
Because a lot of times we say, oh yeah, we need to get together and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost a friend that I never got to do that with again.
Right.
So when I sit here and say, Ben, we're going to go hunting together.
Let's
we're
going to
go hunting together.
Right on.
Okay. I appreciate you coming in.
Yes, sir.
That's Outdoor Underwriters Inc. out of Columbia. Telephone number and address for them?
Yeah, 866-961-4101. When you call, just say Woods and Water so we know how you heard about us.
And I would appreciate you saying that, Woods and Water Park, because that way they know that
yeah.
somebody out there is listening.
That's right.
So thanks, Ben, and we'll be talking soon.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And it's amazing how small a world we live in and how much smaller it gets every day. We were talking about going hunting, and you think, okay, am I going to his place or my place or just what we're going to do? And he actually hunts a piece of property that is I've probably been by thousands and thousands of times. It's his family land. It's over going towards Union and I grew up in Chester. And so going back and forth to Chester to Greenville, I've passed by this land who knows how many times. So we're going to get together and go hunt one day. I hope you heard his emphasis on the kids. And that's something we're going to talk about a little bit further in the next segment and in future shows. So stay with me. I'll be back on the other side of the break. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I hope in the future when you go to renew that inland marine policy, Hunt Club gets together, talks about liability insurance. My family's fixing to thin some pine trees and hardwoods. As much as I hate to see them get cut down, it's a necessary thing because we're losing them. Contact them. Call Outdoor Underwriters. Information's free. They're outdoors people. They know where you're coming from. They know where you want to go. And they're just good people to deal with. I think I'm thoroughly going to enjoy this relationship. Now, I was in Charleston a day. Had to go to Columbia for a meeting. Come back to Columbia for a meeting. So I went down to Charleston. Saw another sponsor of mine, Scotty Davis at Low Country Fly Shop. He called in. He's got an update on what's going on. Listen in. All right, we are talking to Scott Davis, who called in the show today, and Scott's the Low Country Fly Shop sponsor of Woods and Water, South Carolina, and he's got some news for us. Scott, what you got going on?
Thanks, Roger. We have moved our store. We've moved about a mile down the street in front of the Shin Creek Boat Ramp. We moved into a bigger space, much better layout. We have a separate fly tying room and a classroom and all that good stuff. So, and we're up by the public boat ramp, so
Yeah, I got down there. I actually had a meeting in Columbia going and coming, so I came down there and broke down rods for you and helped move some of the old stuff. And, you know, the old shop was nice, but, boy, I tell you, the one you got now has got some character to it.
Yeah, the old shop, we literally ran out of room. We tried to cater to the hardcore fly tires, and I didn't have room on the walls for one more thing. It was just floor to ceiling stuff. So we got a lot more square footage, and something you don't think about starting your first fly shop is ceiling height, but selling 9-foot rods with 9.5-foot ceilings was just not a good idea. So ceilings definitely help.
Did you ever have a broken tip in the old shop?
Actually, no.
You're lucky. This new one, I mean, it's got wood floor. It was an old bar, really. And it's got wood floors down on it. The bar is still there down the right-hand side. Got a little stage back there where I understand you're going to put the waders and the boots and all. Fly tying stuff in the back. High ceilings. Going to be a cool spot to be in, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually moved the waders onto the right wall.
Okay.
And put all the books. We got a leather chair and an old rug up there on the stage.
Very
and
nice.
We can move all that down for our grand opening party so we can throw a band up there and have a big shindig.
Get Paul Puckett on stage.
Maybe.
We'll
do it.
Well, great. Well, look, I am so happy for you.
Yeah, we are too.
You be sure to let me know when the big thing is going to be. I'm all in for coming down and doing some Boston Butts, whatever fits in. Give you a plug on the show for everybody to come down for the grand opening and all, and you just keep me posted.
I'll do it.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir. Bye. Hey, I have some great sponsors. Let me just say that. And speaking of great sponsors, I was on the same trip where I had a meeting in Columbia, went down, actually got in an hour or so of bow hunting with a friend of mine down there, helped Scotty move his shop part of the day, came back to Columbia for another meeting. I stopped in at Jeffrey Archery and got some news for you. The whole month of October, Tom Jeffrey is offering 9%, at least 9% off of everything in the store. Background on that one, Owen Jeffrey turns 90 October the 22nd. So in honor of Owen, his dad, and Owen is a legend. I mean, you may not have heard his name with the likes of Fred Bear and that sort of thing, but he was contemporary with Fred Bear. There are pictures of him and Fred in the shop. His archery career goes back into the 60s. Just an icon in archery. And so he's turning 90. Tom is running 9% at the least. You know, there's some year end closeout stuff. He's going to be running more than 9%. I understand on the 22nd, we're going to have a birthday party for Owen. I believe that's a Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. And more information coming on that. I'm going to try to get Tom to call in next week on the show, tell us more about it. So if you're in Columbia, 9% off everything in the shop. Meet a legend, Owen Jeffrey. Look at some of their incredible handmade bows. I may have to get one just to have it. I don't know that I could shoot it naturally, but I sure would try. Great looking bows. And coincidentally, Owen Jeffrey has been nominated to the Archery Hall of Fame. So Tom was filling me in on some of that. It was very interesting stuff. Hopefully I can get him on and you can hear it right from Tom Jeffrey. So Columbia, Jeffrey Archery, go down, save some money, meet a legend, and as always, tell them Woods and Water sent you. Now, I'm going to pray my voice holds out for the next few minutes and I can make it through this show. But earlier in the year, there was a story on about an app out of Columbia by TerraStride. And I had a gentleman on who was telling us about it. And I hadn't fooled with it much until deer season got here. So HuntStand is a free app. It's a hunting app. It's very easy. I'm looking at mine on my phone right now. You can set up to 5 hunting areas. You just drop a pin in and label it, you know, Deer Stand Club 1, Deer Stand Club 2, home, whatever you want to call it. It's got all sorts of pins you can drop in for feeding areas, bedding areas, you know, trails, food plots, feeders. It'll let you drop in observations where you saw deer. You can sync your maps. The neatest thing about this whole app is the hunt zone. And when you load up the app, you go to it, it comes up with 6 six little blocks that you can tap, and the Hunt Zone app is the greatest one. And I'm sitting here looking, actually, I pinned my home, and I'm looking at it, and it's got a 72-hour slider bar across the bottom. There's green concentric circles going out, and one pie going off towards the northeast from the southwest, and that's the wind direction for right now. And I've got, if you hit the little slider bar, it'll take you out for the next 12 hours. So from today at 12 o'clock, it's 7 miles an hour. I can slide the bar. At 3 o'clock, it's going up to 9 miles an hour. 7 o'clock tonight dips to 6, and by 11 o'clock, it's 3 miles an hour. The really cool thing about this slider bar is as you slide across the timeline and the wind speed, the cone actually moves. And it will go from a bright orange where you start out, and you'll start to see a little bit of yellow around the as you move. The yellow is the old cone where your scent's going to blow, and the orange is the current cone. So by 9 o'clock tonight, that has now become a northwest wind. So the orange cone is the orange pie shape is going down towards the southeast, and it shows exactly how the wind is going to run for the next 12 hours. You hit back to the 72, and I can go to tomorrow or wind or Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Hunt Stand app, it's a great little app. I'm not that much into technology when it comes to hunting. I prefer to get out there and do it my boots on the ground type thing, but it's a great little app for you. You might want to check it out. If not, it uses Google Earth as the map basis. And AccuWeather is the weather forecaster. And for duck hunters, it reverses the hunt zone and gives you the wind direction for the ducks who want to land into the wind. Something you want to check out. If you haven't seen it, there's a video out there that's gone viral of a young lady on her first deer hunt. If you're on the Facebook, it's Parenting Done Right Outdoors. It was started, I believe, last Monday. This video came out. It was on an archery talk forum up in New York. He pulled it off, asked somebody if he could share it. He shared it. When he went to bed, that I talked to him last night. When he went to bed, they had 500 members. When he woke up, he had 4,000 members. So it's Parenting Done Right Outdoors. It is for parents who are bringing their kids up outdoors, whether that's hunting, fishing, boating, camping, hiking. I mean, I've seen some sports in there. They've got almost 11,000 members now. I'm talking to them. We're going to try to have that young lady on the show. It is a try to find that video. I'll try to link it on the Facebook side. Her reaction is absolutely priceless. It will make you want to get your kids out. Now, it may not be bow hunting. She's bow hunting. That may not be your thing, but the reaction on her face, and she can't stop laughing. It's great. So from going to a few hundred members to 4,000 members to now 11,000, Parenting Done Right Outdoors. Listen to this show for more coming up on that one. And my voice might have made it because we're going to Chuck Norris for the day. Chuck Norris's computer has no backspace button because Chuck Norris doesn't make mistakes. Next week, I'm still working on it. I was scheduled to talk with Dr. John Kilgo about coyotes here in South Carolina. But if you hear my voice, I've been under the weather. We had to postpone that conversation. Maybe we can get back together this week and have that for the next show. I'm working on a couple of things for you high schoolers out there. One of them's a weekend of fun and bass fishing. The other's the recent announcement that the Department of Natural Resources will be offering a shotgun sports class, very similar to the NASH program, to schools in South Carolina. I'm sure they're going to need people to help them. Kids that want to participate, adults to volunteer, stay tuned. Maybe you got a topic you want to talk about. You can always send me ideas at my email address, roger@woodsandwatersc.com. Hope you've enjoyed this show. I have. I've enjoyed being here. I'm looking forward to where I'm going to be this weekend. I'm going to meet some really cool people, get to handle a lot of cool things, the outdoors. We love stuff. As much as I try not to have a lot of stuff, I've still got a lot of stuff, and there's more coming out every year. Get my hands on some of it, talk to some people, hopefully make some connections for a destination session. that I want to come in. So there's James. The leaves are changing outside. The weather's perfect. Whether it's a day hike to one of our waterfalls here in South Carolina, a fishing trip to the mountains, beautiful lake, or down at the coast, or just you, the kids, and the dog making s'mores in the backyard with Hershey's chocolate, it's fall. Get out there. Be careful. Travel the back roads when you can. Don't forget the camera.